Hi everyone, 欢迎来到酒馆，在这里遇见更广阔的世界。
一些重要的日子是为了提醒自己爱与被爱，找回爱的能力先从悦己开始。酒馆铺子在七夕来临之际，祝愿你有所长，有人爱，生活有期待。即日起到8月19日，酒馆铺子全店每300减30，更有三大专区叠加尊享98折上折。来微信小程序酒馆铺子搜索买一送一，买一送三，买一送四，我们在酒馆等你。Now, on with the show.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to Happy Hour. 欢迎回来酒馆。Hi Alan.
Hi Lulu. Hi everyone.
But that's in the past. How does this translate to modern times?
Well, it has a clear modern descendant, the gap year.
True.
And the gap year became very common in English in the late 20th century. And there's a direct line from the aristocratic Grand Tour to the modern gap year.For example, Prince William spent 10 months before university doing volunteer work. And that's the Grand Tour ethos in action. It's using travel for personal growth.
Is that very common that people join a volunteer program somewhere in the world?
They do. It's relatively common because it's seen as a good learning opportunity. And it also does help for CVs and things like that. But what about in China?
Yeah, we do discuss gap year when we joke about Chinese students or youngsters don't have gap years because of a few reasons, right? The first is, you know, the whole 应届生, the fresh graduate status.
Yeah.
Which is crucial for job hunting.
Yeah.
But if you decide to take a gap year right after you graduate, like a lot of Western students do, the whole status will just disappear.
Okay.
And it becomes difficult for you to actually then come back and find a job.
And I guess there's also the social pressure as well.
Yeah, because after so many years of paying for education, now what? You want to travel the world instead of finding a job and settle down?
Well, yeah. So what do you think? Do you think it's going to become a thing in China in the future or not?
I think it's only for certain circles.
When
most people are worried about finding a job, settling down, buying a house, I don't think gap year is going to be that much of a trend. It's still seen as a rich kids game.
Okay.
Or at least upper middle class game. Because not only do you need the money, you also need to have a safety net. As in, after I come back from the gap year, I can find a job.
Well, yeah.
Or it will be okay if I cannot find a job.
Well, yeah. So, for example, for me, I did somewhat have a gap year when I was leaving university. And I ended up becoming a teacher. So my gap year turned into my life, really. I was teaching in China.
Yeah. So you were on some sort of, not volunteer program, but it's like one of those programs, the teaching...and life experience programs.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think there's also a major difference between China and the West in terms of gap year. You know that a lot of Western university students, they do a gap year, usually like in Southeast Asia, especially in the past, it used to be, comparatively speaking, really cheap and they backpacked.
Yeah.
But for Chinese kids, generally going, let's say if you want to go...traveling around in Europe, it's going to cost you quite a bit of money.
Well, exactly. So here's a big question. Do you actually have to physically travel, or can you sort of take a grand tour of your own mind and spirit?
Okay, that just sounds very... I'm not going to put a label on it, but it just... Yeah, it sounds like one of those ideas that I'll roll my eyes to.
Well, yeah. But there is the same idea that...you are developing yourself.
I guess the whole idea of self-cultivation, 什么修身养性修心, the intentional process of learning, reflecting, growing, and facing challenges that shape your character.
Well, yeah. So really, I would say when people go on a grand tour or they have a gap year, are they really actually finding themselves or doing something useful?
Or they're just drinking their body weight in beer, in cheap beer.
Well, yeah. So that's why I always roll my eyes a little bit when people say, oh, I took a gap year to find myself. Because for me, it's like, yeah, you find yourself in a pub.
Exactly. And it's such a cliche sometimes when you hear a European coming back from Asia, saying that, oh, I found myself in Borneo.
Yeah. Well, exactly. It's like, no, you haven't. You basically, you found, well, monkeys and lots of trees and a very, very, very nice time.
Because it's the whole idea of exoticness. It's exotic locations.
Yeah.
Life is somewhere else. Everyone thinks life is somewhere else.
And I can somewhat understand that because even though I roll my eyes at all of this, I find I'm the same.
Mm.
I love traveling. I really get a lot out of traveling. I would constantly travel if I had the chance. But then again, I realize the limitations that it's not actually real life. It gives me a chance to think about things. It gives me a chance to relax and enjoy myself. But ultimately, this isn't real life.
Mm. But to go back to what you were talking about earlier on, a grand tour within, perhaps it's about leaving your comfort zone.
Yeah.
If you're facing a difficult period like a career change, a personal crisis, major life transition, what you're going through, that journey that you have to go through on your own, it's kind of like the equivalent of a grand tour.
Well, yeah. Or is it just what I have, wanderlust?
Yeah, but wanderlust is more about you actually have to travel.
Well, yeah.
What I'm talking about is more spiritual concept. There's even a Chinese word, the spiritual grand tour, they call it 人生朝圣式的壮游. It's like a life pilgrimage.
Okay. Yeah, that's quite poetic. I quite like that.
Yeah, the idea is that life itself with all its challenges and transitions can be a heroic journey. There's something very deep in there.
I do like that idea.
So before we wrap up, if you are to take the grand tour of your life, where would you start? And what would be your, you know, possible routes, really? But you've been to so many places in the world.
I've always wanted to see more Central Asia. Probably also India, a little bit more Southeast Asia. But one of the big places I really want to go to is South America.
Oh, same here.
Yeah.
I'm not so much into Central Asia, but I really do want to travel from Mexico and then downwards.
Yes.
I really want to see Chile. I want to see Peru. I also want to see Argentina. Yeah.
Same here. It's just so very, very, very far away.
It is so, so far away. And I think if you really want to travel around that part of the world, you really need to make it the grand tour.
Well, yeah.
Otherwise, you simply don't have the time to even recover from the long flight.
No, exactly.
So this is where we land. We're talking about a grand tour being a journey that changes you. And now we want to hear from you. Have you ever been on a grand tour or something like that, both physical or internal? Have you ever taken something like a gap year? And if you do, just imagine you have the money, have the time, where would you go?
Leave us a message, leave us a comment, and we love to hear your travel stories.
And maybe you can give us some ideas of where to go.
So until next time,
we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
喜欢听酒馆的音频节目？酒馆也有自己的视频号，现在每天露露都在公益直播，干货多多，欢乐多多。来微信视频号露露的英文小酒馆，一键预约所有直播。想要加入酒馆社群或者咨询课程，别忘了添加小助手哦，微信号是 LULUXJG 后面一个数字1。